Unit 5.5. Exercise 3, page 142. Speaker 1.
I know there are warnings all over the subway station and security guards on the platforms, but you never really expect it to happen to you. I don't even know where or when it happened. It must have been when I was on the train. We were all crammed in and everyone was squashed up against the person next to them. I didn't feel anything though, nothing at all. It wasn't until I was in the supermarket buying some milk that I realized that my wallet wasn't there. Okay, I didn't lose a lot of money, but I've lost my bank card and my credit card. It's so annoying.
Speaker 2.
I still can't believe it. It was over so quickly, I just didn't have time to think. I was walking along, minding my own business, when a young man asks me directions to Moore Street. Next thing I knew, he'd grabbed my bag and was running off. I screamed and shouted, but he ducked down a side street and vanished. I found a policeman and told him what had happened, but he said there was little chance of finding him without a proper description and witnesses. I was really upset by the whole thing, and it happened in broad daylight too.
Speaker 3.
We'd been shopping all day and we were just really glad to get back home. I was putting the car in the garage when I heard the kids shouting. The front door was open and you could see that someone had forced their way in. I told the kids to get a neighbour to phone the police. We stayed outside until they came and they made sure there was no one still inside. They'd taken the TV, the DVD player and some cash that was by the phone. And of course nobody heard or saw a thing. We've now installed an alarm system, so hopefully it won't happen again.